So we'll do this one fairly quick, people. Hopefully fairly quick, man. I know I always say that, but only because I hate to admit, man, and I said this in my trailer reaction for Godzilla and Kong, the new Empire. I said that I kind of fell off Halo Season 1, man, and I was real excited when I knew they were finally coming out with the show. I would have rather had a movie. You know, Peter Jackson was supposed to do the movie at one point. I think that I'd have been there for all 6 days or however long Peter Jackson decided to make that movie, because that's how long his movies are at some point. When they started giving Peter Jackson money, he started making Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit and the King Kong movie he did. I remember going to the theater to see that King Kong movie, man. I think it was in like 2006 or 2005 or something. That shit was like 8 days long. It really was, man. It's not a bad film, but like, Peter Jackson, just calm down a little bit with the runtime, all right? But if he directed a Halo movie, I'm telling you, I would have been there for as long as it took. I'd have bought a change of clothes and a sleeping bag, all of that shit. But, you know, they turned it into a Paramount Plus series, man. And I remember getting two or three episodes in with the commentary, and then I kind of just stopped. Like, once I stopped doing it, I kind of stopped watching. And it's not to say that it was anything wrong with it. I was cool with it for the most part. It was a little weird adjusting to the fact that Pablo Schreiber, and I like Pablo Schreiber. I think I first saw him in almost said Takers. That was a whole different heist film I'm thinking of. Den of Thieves he was in with 50 Cent and Gerard Butler and O'Shea Jackson Jr. He was solid in that, man. And it, I don't know, it was kind of weird the fact that they had him play Master Chief. And it wasn't the fact that he played Master Chief. It was is how much Master Chief walks around with no helmet. And, you know, we just see, you know, unmasked Master Chief. We see Pablo Schreiber's ass walking around all over the place, man. It was hard to adjust to. It didn't really take me too much out of the show. That's not one of the reasons I stopped watching. I had to catch up. I didn't want to miss out on anything story-wise. And then my stupid ass, I went and watched, I went to the last episode, and I couldn't remember if we got to see the flood or not. You know, those creatures that go inside of the dead soldiers' bodies and turn them into zombies, pretty much. I didn't know if we got the flood. So I was like, okay, if they didn't show it by now, then they're going to show it in the last episode, right? So I went to watch it, and I turned it off. I was like, nah, man, this isn't right. What I need to do is go back to the beginning. I remember everything from the first episode, but I need to go back to the beginning and watch the entire series. I need to binge it. It's 9 episodes. I feel like if I can survive 3 episodes of The Last of Us, that bullshit, then Halo deserves a rewatch. It deserves a rewatch, and it deserves a rating and a ranking of some kind. But we got season 2. They got a first look trailer that they dropped yesterday. I'm not expecting too much. This trailer is only a minute and 38 seconds long, but obviously Pablo Schreiber's back playing Master Chief. I don't know how many characters came back this season. I don't even remember if Bokeem Woodbine's character survives or not. I know he was leading this underground resistance on some Total Recall, you know, Paul Verhoeven type of shit, man. And I like that about his character. I remember him having like a weird hand. I don't know if his hand got burnt up or if he was going through like some District 9 mutation type of shit. But I like that they had Bokeem Woodbine's character. And let me see what his character's name is real quick, man. I don't know. Where is he? Soren 066. They get this motherfucker our android name. Like, y'all got to put some spec on Bokeem Woodbine's name, man. Y'all could have given him a better name than that. It is always good to see him in anything, man. He's a versatile actor. But I loved that him and Master Chief had this, you know, they got history. So Master Chief came and dropped the girl off, and he's like, listen, I need you to look out for her. I got something I got to go do. I don't remember exactly what he went to do, but, you know, Bokeem Woodbine's character's like, yo, I'll guard her with my life. You can trust me. I got you. So I like that they had that relationship. I hope that didn't change up at any point, man, because, you know, TV shows, characters, you know, they double cross you and all this other shit. I don't know how much we even got into the other characters and, you know, throughout the season, man. This is one of the reasons I gotta, you know, I'm disgracing myself as a Halo fan, man. And I'm sorry, like, as a Halo fanatic, at least the first 3 games, man. I'm telling you, I don't like to toot my own horn, but it's Halo we talking about, people. And anybody that knows me well enough that's played this game with me, they know it took for everybody in the multiplayer to team up, you know, with each other, like, yo, man, if we can't kill him, well, let's just kill him off, and then we'll just, you know, we'll get him out of there first, so he won't be the, like, I'm telling you, man, I gets busy with the Halo shit, man. Everybody likes Call of Duty, and I respect GoldenEye for being the template. A lot of people like Doom or Rainbow Six or something like that, but when it's the first-person shooter, it's always been Halo, man. It's always been the low. So let's get to, like I said, this trailer, it's not long at all. It's a minute 38 seconds long, so it's no reason for me to make this a whole super long episode. They dropped it yesterday. Shout out to Paramount Plus people. Let's get into this first look trailer for season 2 of Halo. I will hit the play button in 3, 2, 1. 10 out of 10 already, just from the Paramount Plus logo. Okay, he's back. She's back. That's his right hand right there, the chick that suits up with him. They're just destroying shit. The Covenant, boy. Them Covenant ships, boy. Y'all hear the music. I like how they just snuck it in there. Oh, no. Just massacring. More innocent people. You got the kids looking up to y'all. Y'all better save them. That chick looked like Elizabeth Olsen that they just showed. Okay, she's back from the first, from season 2. Who died? I know that's a funeral for somebody. Woo! That energy sword, boy. Whoa, what the fuck was that? Cortana. Don't do me like that. It says new season streaming February 8th. Oh, yes. I got more than enough time to catch up. And I love how they play. Listen. Until I get my Halo movie where they sneak that song in the trailer somewhere, I love that they play. You can't have a whether it's season 1, season 18, you can't have a Halo TV series and not play the song, the theme song in the trailer. That theme song is so popular and so soothing. I would just let the menu screen just stay on there for a while, at least 5 to 10 minutes, man, just to gear up. Like, that music gets you so pumped up. That music gets you pumped up to get a plasma gun, a plasma rifle, the energy sword, the carbine, the fucking sniper, with the SMGs, whatever. It gets you hyped up to get busy in that game, man. And speaking of getting busy, they gonna have their hands full, man. I don't know how real shit got in the last season. Cause like I said, I gotta go back and refresh my memory with the whole season. But them Covenant, yo, they are coming, man. And I don't know if we're going to get more versions of them. I know we got some. We got the standard Covenant for the most part in that first season. I do remember that. And the Covenant, they look cool. I do have to remind myself that it's not a movie. They didn't give you a big, you know, feature length film budget for the TV show. So the Covenant CG is kind of like, oh, I wish they would have did it a little better, but I'm grateful to see it on screen nonetheless. It looks better than Halo Forward to Dawn, which actually wasn't bad, man. I just felt that they could have gave him a little bit more money for the CG, but we did get the Covenant in season 1. I don't remember if we got the Flood at all. I'm hoping when I go back, we see that. I don't know if that's the Flood behind. There's a character that's in the dark looking around, and there is something creeping. I don't know the Covenant to be that creepy. They're usually just brutes and badasses, but I don't know what that shit is. I couldn't even make it out. I don't even think I could understand what that is if I frame by frame it, because it is just slowly creeping behind this person, man. It almost is creeping on some bug type of shit, and I'm nervous for that character. Speaking of being nervous for a character, that is somebody's funeral. When they are in, you know, when they are surrounding what looks like that bonfire, I'm pretty sure that somebody's body that they lit on fire, or some type of, you know, some type of thing they were doing to honor somebody. That, and you can see Master Chief, he looks like he just lost somebody. I don't know who's going to check out this season. Going back and seeing who survives the first season is going to make season 2 a little more difficult to bear if I start getting attached to characters and they start dying. Because I don't know how many seasons they plan on going with this, but there's enough games and there's enough story with the Halo franchise as a whole to where this can carry on for, as you know, as many seasons as they want to, man. I feel like it is that good of a property, and depending on which game you play, is that good of a story. But I'm telling you, man, like, one of the best shots in this trailer is the Covenant ships just rising above their civilization, not the Covenant civilization, but where, you know, where Master Chief and everybody rest their heads at. It's about to be a slaughterhouse. It is. You see, there's like a shockwave that just takes everybody the fuck out at some point in the trailer, man. It's about to get serious, man. It's about to get real dark, you know, on some Infinity War type of shit. Do I dare make an Infinity War reference? Yeah, because, you know, you Marvel fans out there will be fine, man. But this looks cool. It looks cool, man. I like that they gave us just enough. You know, they showcased, okay, there's a war coming, and this shit's about to get real. And I think the guy says something along the lines of, we won't survive the day, or we won't survive the night, or whatever. He's probably going to be the first one to go. As soon as he steps down off that podium making that speech, he's probably just going to get, you know, like, fucking obliterated by the Covenant or something like that. And listen, one more thing about the Covenant before we watch this one more again. Can we get, if we didn't get him in, you know, in the last season, because I don't remember seeing it, can we get the big... What are those things called? They're big, they're blue, they're armored up. The only weak spot that you can kill them is shooting them in the back. And when you shoot them in the back, they got that nasty orange-looking blood. But they got those big-ass laser cannons that they walk around with. And they're probably the biggest... creatures that I remember from... I want to say, like, Halo 2 specifically, man. Whatever, people. Let's watch it one more again. Let's see what we can see. She is such a G, man. I cannot remember her name, but the chick that's Master Chief's right hand, like, she is so gangster. They just shooting down on they shit. Look at them ships, boy. I know we're not supposed to root for the Covenant, but that's how you make an entrance, boy.
Every moment that we hold the enemy at bay, more innocent people can stay there. When they do, they can go forth and tell the story that you write today.
Oh no, I don't think that's somebody's body burning, but I do feel like somebody died. That, what is crawling behind him? I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's going to end badly, though. Now, who the hell is that guy reaching for? You know, he's reaching for something on some My Precious type of shit. Is he going to be like the corporate villain? Because if he's going to be the corporate villain, he needs to die immediately. Never works out well for those guys. Paramount Plus, bravo, man. Well done, man. Who, you know, going to the movies is amazing. Don't get me wrong, but streaming services have shit on smash right now, man. And I feel like when it's good quality content, I don't mind sitting at home and watching stuff like this, man. Especially because this is a series. Like I said, I would have much rather preferred a movie. I feel like it's less to latch onto, and it's not as time consuming, but, you know, it goes back to me saying that there's a lot of story here, especially depending on which story you want to take from which game, because you got the first three Halos and you got Halo Reach and Halo Wars. I'm pretty sure the stories are different in all those other games I haven't played, but it's enough there to where, you know, I can see why they turned it into a series, because you want to get as much of this story out as you can, because they could have easily let Peter Jackson direct a Halo movie and just given us a bunch of shit with no explanation, you know, just cram a whole bunch of things in there because, oh, we only got 2 hours, maybe 3 hours max to, you know, to get this stuff across. So let's just, you know, throw everything at the wall and see what sticks. And that, you know, that makes for a messy situation. And I do feel like Halo is a, you know, whether it's as popular as I think it is, you know, I feel like it's a property that deserves really good treatment, you know, because it was big names attached to this shit, man. You know, back when they were trying to get, you know, a feature length film done years ago, this was years in the making. So I'm just appreciative. I'm not, you know, I'm not going to be the spoiled brat and pick apart everything that's wrong here. I do feel like this is, it's its own thing, but it's true to the Halo fans out there. It may not be from every single game, but I feel like the bulk of what I was kind of looking for is there, you know, is there and then some. You know, they came in swinging with that first episode, man, and it could have been really cheesy and really goofy, you know, G.I. Joe, Rise of Cobra type of CG shit, but that opening sequence where Master Chief and his crew come and save those, you know, those townsfolk from the Covenant attacks, that shit is dope, man. It could have been a bad looking effect, man, when he, you know, when he dropped down and when you had his POV shot to where it really looked like the video game. It could have been bad, but I think they opened strong, man. All the more incentive for me to, for me to catch up on this. And I just got a, that's my bad, people. That kind of threw me off. I got a notification. You know, it's very weird when people send me messages on Instagram. The moment you follow somebody or follow somebody back, it's like, hey, we appreciate it. Can you subscribe to our channel? Because am I wrong for wanting to be that guy that's like, yeah, you know, tune into my shit too, you know, like you scratch my back, I scratch yours type of thing. I don't count favors, man. I just was literally having a conversation with my sister this morning talking about people that count favors. I'm not that type of person, but I feel like one of the things I'm learning about in podcasting, it's not that they don't support each other. I think that they should support each other a lot more. That's one of the reasons I try to, you know, shout out fellow podcasters just for no reason at all. You know, I enjoy bigging us up, man, because I feel like over the, you know, the past 4 years, man, it's been people that I haven't even met in my personal life that bigged my shit up, shared it and things of that nature. I don't know. I just, the whole automated messaging system shit is just weird. That's all I'm saying. I was getting a little carried away. Like, as soon as you hit the follow back button, it's just like, hey, subscribe to our shit, man. Be one of us type of thing. I don't know. It's weird. Maybe I just need to stop overthinking that goddamn thing and just let it be what it be, people. But y'all already know where to go, man. And if y'all don't, y'all can follow the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Breaker, Radio Public, Podbean, and Podcast Addict. And every single time I get out of breath from saying that shit, I tell myself, man, you really need to shorten up the outro. But no, I swear, the outro, doing it this way is so embedded in me that it's almost like second nature. It's almost like trying to remember the words to a fucking song. And that's weird because this morning I thought to myself, I was like, how would Tudor Reviews go if it was a theme song, like a handcrafted theme song? I don't know, man. But, you know, like I said, people, I don't even remember where I left off at. But, you know, shout out to the Facebook movie group, the Cinemaniacs. And last but certainly not least, shout out to the Tudor Reviewers, the listeners, the lovers, the supporters out there. It has been, listen, it's been a good couple days with these trailers, man. I don't know how many more we're getting. It'd be nice. Can we get a trailer for The Crow? Like, goddamn, man, we haven't seen. Before we wrap this up, let me just say something about this Crow trailer. And I mean this with everything in me. And let me say this shit. Let me look up who this director is that's doing this movie. I know Bill Skarsgård's in it. He's going to do fantastic. I'm not worried about him. I'm a little worried about Danny Houston being a villain again in a movie. Rupert Sanders is this director. Rupert Sanders, when this trailer for the new Crow movie drops, this shit better not be anything like, I'm telling you, it just better be a masterpiece. It better be the look of it, the pulse of it, everything just better be motherfucking flawless. That's it. It's been too long. They haven't given us any set photos, any updates. They just let us know, yo, they done filming. They was out in Prague and they done filming. You guys will get the movie when you get the movie. Nah, man, because I'm telling you, it's been too long. It's been too long. We waited and waited and waited, man. We done had Bradley Cooper drop out of the project. Luke Evans dropped out of the project. Jason Momoa dropped out of the project. Not Harmony Korine. That's a whole different director. Corinne Hardy was the director, the last director attached, and he dropped out of the project. Like, come on, man. Come on, we need that trailer, y'all. We need that trailer. So if we get that this week, I'm cool with that. Can we get that? Can we get another Planet of the Apes trailer? Can we get a Hellboy? I think the Hellboy, the Crooked Man, the reboot is still filming. I'm not sure, but you know, just make the trailers good, man. If we're going to go on overload this week, then overload it shall be, man. And you guys will be getting a hell of a bunch of trailer reactions on top of the commentary, because y'all know the love and support y'all show me, I show it back to y'all tenfold and then some. So with that being said, people, yours truly, Romero Tudor, another episode of Tudor Reviews in the can. I'll check y'all on the next one.